Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy and I'm joined this afternoon by my buddy and fellow co-host Mike Yakubik. Also joining us are going to be our state deputy, worthy state deputy Mark Yago, and our state chaplain Father Dema. Let us begin, as we always do, with a prayer. We'll do the prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good afternoon to our panelists and to Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph. Everybody out there, this is a little bit different than we've ever done before. So please bear with us. I hope we have some fun with this. And we're going to have questions available for our state deputy and our state chaplain. And also we have our general agent, Steve Hutek, on, which is in our area, central Pennsylvania. So what I'm going to do is, we do have a question from Greg Mikulajczyk, and I'm going to ask anybody that wants to ask a question, again, type it to me on Q&A, and then we will open up your mic. So Greg, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Hello. My name is Greg Mikulajczyk, Council 12788. My question is for both the worthy state deputy and the worthy chaplain. For both of you, what was the hardest thing you had to do in the past 2 years?
Well, it wasn't the hardest thing, but one of the most unpleasant things is when it comes to suspending members. And that is members that had some difficulties as far as behavioral type of thing. We'll just leave it as that. It's always disappointment. It's always a disappointment when we lose a brother knight, you know, and we're all human. We all make mistakes, and some of them are serious. And as a state deputy, unfortunately, I've had to do some of that on my own, not just get signing off on the paperwork that comes down from Supreme, but on my initiative, you know, based on the bylaws. You know, one of the things I also am responsible to do is I have to enforce the order and the rules and bylaws. But in some cases, we had things that had gone into the civilian area and criminal activities, believe it or not. And so that's something that's not very pleasant to have to do.
Hey, Father, that question from Greg also dealt with you.
So. I heard the question, Mike. And for me, probably the most difficult thing that I was involved in, and Mark was involved in this also, there was an issue in a council and a parish that will go unnamed, and there was a serious problem between the priest and the council. Nothing immoral or criminal or anything like that. It was all internal. And as a priest, to see a brother priest be in a situation like that was rather painful. I think we straightened it out. I believe we did. However, in a situation like that, I don't think anybody is really ever completely happy. And that was very difficult for me to go through. But that was really the only time. We had some other minor issues, but that was the one that hit me the most, I guess, because a brother priest was involved. So that was difficult. My heart goes out to everyone who has been in a problem situation, but I think that one hit me especially.
Okay, I don't see any questions popping up. Let me run one by Father and our worthy state deputy. With all of the COVID stuff going on now, and you guys doing what you do and had been traveling, I assume, up until stuff started, what's been the toughest thing trying to deal with all this now that we can't, you know, all be together like we normally are?
Go ahead, Father.
For me, it was not being able to sit down with my brother knights face to face. You know, we have all kinds of wonderful electronic and digital stuff available to us, but there is nothing that compares to being able to sit down face to face. And the fact that we've had to cancel so many things and postpone so many things where we would have gotten together, and in addition to everything else, could have had personal fellowship, that was difficult. Because again, for the first part of the time I was state chaplain, we could do these things face to face. And you all know how much I love traveling and traveling with Mark and visiting our knights in different locations and in different circumstances. It was hard not to be there face to face.
Mark, your turn.
I can't add anything else to what Father already said.
All right. Michael.
I feel the same way.
Michael, we got another question out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. And this is, I hope this isn't a relative of yours. It's from Robert Murphy. And Robert, I'm going to allow you to talk right now. Please ask your question to the state deputy.
Okay. The question was, can you explain how the council delegates will vote by phone at the state convention? And how will this work and who will facilitate it?
Well, I'm going to be the chairman of the meeting. And so I will have full control. And I'll be assisted by some past state deputies as his hosts. So if someone has a question or difficulties, technical difficulties, we'll be able to assist you with doing that. But it's really very simple. When it comes to the, like say for instance, on a resolution, I will announce that we will take a vote if it's required on a certain matter. And I will give an instruction like, all those in favor, press one. All those opposed, press two. And the system will automatically calculate all of the responses. And the best thing is it will be completely anonymous. It will just give us a total number, and it will indicate who voted. Like it would say, you know, Robert Murphy voted, but it will not indicate how you voted. So all of that, you know, we'll still have secret ballots. And so we'll do that for on resolutions if we need that. We'll do that when it comes to the budget. And we'll also do that for the elections of state officers and delegates if necessary. Normally, we only have, at this stage, when by the time we get to a state convention, we normally only have one nominee for each position. But if there were to be a nomination from the floor and we would have a vote, it would take place the same way. I would say all those in favor of, you know, voting for, you know, Bill Brown, press one, you know, for John Smith, press two. And that's the way it will happen. And I will allow for 2 minutes for people to vote. And during that 2 minutes, you can even change your vote. It'll be whatever was the last button that you hit, that will be the vote that will be recorded when I say that balloting is completed.
Robert, thank you very much for your question. We actually have one from our panelist, Steve Hutek. So, Steve, go ahead and ask your question of the state deputy. Steve may have walked away, so I'll ask the question. Worthy state deputy, what is your perception about the success of e-membership in Pennsylvania? And what reaction do you see from the fraternal leaders as it relates to e-membership?
We've been extremely successful in Pennsylvania with our e-membership program. We've been doing this actually before this administration began. We started in March of 2018 when that program was rolled out, and we've been one of the leaders in the order as far as bringing in e-membership. And the rest of the fraternal leaders and Grand Knights and financial secretaries are now used to that. The problem that we still have with e-membership is having councils contact those members who joined online in their area and getting them engaged into their council. And, you know, getting an e-member to receive his degree and learn the, actually through the virtual exemplifications that we've now been conducting because of the pandemic, we've had a large number of e-members have been able now to receive their degree and are now third degree members, but we still haven't integrated them into our council and get them to participate in all the wonderful programs and activities that the local councils are doing. So I urge the fraternal leaders to go in there and check your prospect page and get your candidate tab in member management and get in contact with these e-members. And as soon as someone joins through e-membership, the fraternal leaders actually receive an email from the Supreme Council from membership and tells them exactly everything they need to know about this person. They list his name, his phone numbers, his address, and email. So it's a simple process, but we just need to encourage the leadership to make contact with them and bring them into their council. And when you bring in and transfer an online membership, that goes towards your council membership goals.
All right. Who's next there?
I'm not even going to pronounce Michael's last name, but Michael, I'm going to unmute you and please ask your question of Mark. Go right ahead, Michael. You have to unmute yourself now.
Yes, good morning. Were the new video series that's being disseminated by Supreme Council, Crucible, is absolutely outstanding. Do we have any pulse on how it is being received by our brother knights in the state?
I haven't gotten any feedback on it, but I watched that, and I know that that is a terrific series, along with the Hero series. And it's just amazing when you view these things to find out, what's being done throughout the order and the great charitable work that everybody does. But for some reason, I haven't gotten any kind of feedback on that.
Okay, I can see Joseph. Thank you very much for the answers today, Deputy. Mike, thank you for the question. I can see Joe dancing, so it must be time for us to take our commercial break. So, Joseph, go right ahead.
I'm going to make you assistant producer is what I'm going to do here. Anyway, we're up against our hard break. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. We're going to continue our discussion with our Worthy State Deputy and our Worthy State Chaplain, Father Demma. So, Michael, who's up next?
Well, we're going to bring on one of our favorites, doing a great job for the state, Jack Rosati, our membership director. So, Jack, you're done. All you got to do is unmute yourself, and you're good to go.
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can, Jack.
Thank you. Mark, Father Demma, great to hear your voices again. I know, Mark, you and I talk all the time. Joe, good to see you here on the screen. But, I have to reiterate what Mark was talking about, on the e-membership stuff. It has been a huge success here in the state of Pennsylvania. But Mark's right. For some reason, there's been a disconnect in bringing these guys into the councils. And it's been one of my biggest challenges. And I know our state e-membership chairman, Jerry would tell you the same thing. We try to get these guys into the councils. It's just, for some reason, it's not happening. So anybody that's on panel that could give me some feedback personally later on after the show, I'd like some ideas on that too. But I do have a question, if I may, to Father and to Mark. We heard of what were some of your biggest challenges in the last 2 years. I would love to hear personally what have been your biggest, what excited you the most, what surprised you with the position that you had that you weren't expecting, but what was the most gratifying thing in the last 2 years?
Go ahead, Father. I'm waiting for Father to get back online. The thing that's most enjoyable for me was just going out and visiting all the various councils and getting an opportunity to meet with the members and their charming wives and just learning about what the councils were doing. Great satisfaction when I can present a Star Council Award or any one of the Supreme Awards and just, presenting the trophies to the international winners that we had for soccer and basketball. You know, anytime that you give give a child an award and you get that that gratification and you see their smile, you know, and you can see it in their eyes and things and with their family members, it's indescribable. But I just really enjoyed having an opportunity to socialize with all of our members across the jurisdiction. Father, are you on there?
I am. I'm on. For me, I always realized I've been a knight since 1971 or 72. I never realized how deep the dedication and the desire to do the work of the Lord was in the men of our councils and in their wives and families. That was really very, very heartening to me. It really was. For me, the thing that I enjoyed the most was a lot of the things that we did at our meetings and our conventions and things like that. For example, the rosary led by a knight and his wife, the Eucharistic celebrations that we had. I love to hear myself talk. You know that very well. But just to be able to preach to such dedicated men and women was just a gift to me. And then the fact that we instituted Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament at our local state convention, that was very, very heartening to me. And it was heartening to me to see the number of knights and their wives who went to visit the Blessed Sacrament. All of that was just tremendous. And then the Byzantine masses that we had, all of that was just very, very heartening to me as a priest.
And many of you are probably not aware, but whenever we had a state-level meeting, before we got into the business part, we would have a holy half hour. And Father would give us some scripture readings. We'd have some meditation. He'd give us some points. And this was what Father and I had felt was lacking in a lot of our councils, that, you know, everything that we do as knights needs to come from our faith. And prayer is the basis of everything we do. So when you have your council meetings, I know many councils will have meetings where members will come early and pray the rosary, and this is wonderful. And we can just build on that, you know, and one of our Faith in Action programs is, doing scripture and getting together in groups and having like Lectio Divina and these type of things. And it was good to see a lot of councils get involved with that and hadn't doing it before. Council meetings, it should also be part of our daily lives, something that we should do every day with our own families.
Yeah, and the other thing that I really enjoyed was the videos that Mark and I did, the one for Christmas and the one for Easter. Those were very, very heartening. And Mark and I got some tremendously good feedback from that. Hope that that continues.
All right, Mike, you got another question ready for us?
Actually, let me take a look here. Yes, we do. I'm going to go ahead, and Steve, you can just go ahead and talk because you're on the panel.
First of all, I'd like to, on behalf of all the agents and general agents, we didn't have a chance to do the dinner, but we want to really thank you for the leadership you've taken in promoting the insurance program and for all the kind words and support you've given to us.
Well, one of the things that I would always take an opportunity to mention, the Knights of Columbus is a three-legged stool. And most of the fraternal people, sometimes forget that all of the things that we do, all of our materials that the councils can order and receive, the councils don't pay for those. That's all paid for by the Supreme Headquarters. And the Supreme Headquarters is able to do that because of our tremendous insurance program, and it's from the profits of the insurance program and the investments that allow us to do that. And when you hear about the tremendous amount, millions of dollars, $150 million and $170 million that goes to charity across the world to the victims of disasters, everything that we do is nice. That wouldn't be possible without having the insurance program. So that is really the bedrock of the order. And then we also have to remember that we have the fourth degree, which is a, you know, a parallel arm of the order. And what they do to enhance liturgies, and the most important thing is being able to honor our deceased brother knights when they stand guard at funerals and at viewings. But from our talks with all of the bishops, they are so glad whenever the fourth degree is able to participate at the diocesan level with things like ordinations, confirmations, First Holy Communion, and all the special liturgies that they have. So we're all in this together, and we just have to be, you know, remember that, as I said, there's three distinct parts of the order, and we're all working together.
Yeah, I see a big hug fest coming on, Mark, after this is all over, this COVID-19, you know, because we see each other on videos or at the different meetings. But it's like, you know, when you go up and you give your brother a hug or, you know, a handshake or whatever, I think everybody's starting to kind of miss all that.
Definitely.
You're right.
We're running down. So let's let Father, or we're going to let Mark speak first, and then we'll have Father say a few words. And then, Father, we'd like you to give us your blessing. So if there's anything you'd like to say, Mark, at the end, and then we'll have Father's blessing.
Well, I just hope that we have a good attendance from the councils with their delegates for the convention. We have important business to do, as I said, resolutions and the budget. And the most important thing is, if I can go ahead and make this on my own behalf, is support of the resolution for a per capita increase. And I know this is another tough thing, you know, when people are reluctant when you see you're going to ask for an increase. But we have not had an increase in the assessment for 12 years. And my administration, you know, we've done a lot of things to try to cut expenses. You know, we've gone paperless. We've cut down on the amount of travel expenses by doing a lot of things virtually, such as we're doing now. But everything else, you know, when we have meetings, the prices of hotels increase. Tolls. I paid a tremendous amount of money in tolls when we have conventions, you know, because those increased by 5% every January. We're asking for a 3% increase over a two-year period to help bring some more funds into the budget so we can continue to do some of the new things we're doing, especially in technology on that. So that will be a very important resolution that will be presented to the body. And then the other thing is, once the convention is finished, I'm going to conduct a webinar within a day or two afterwards and have it open to everybody so that they can see what it was that was discussed. I will give a summary of the business that transpired. But most importantly, it will be the opportunity to introduce the jurisdiction to the new state officers that are coming in, and I'll have each one of the new elected officers have an opportunity to make some reports and remarks, and then give the outgoing state officers an opportunity for them to make their farewells. And all of that will be posted on the website as to the time and place, and provide a link so that people can tune in and we can do that. Because I just hate the fact that so many people are going to miss out on this opportunity. And you know, one of the things, as state deputy, I promised people that we were going to have a different type of convention. This is not what I had in mind. I wanted to have an opportunity for us to get together and enjoy one another's company and have more activities and less business at these conventions, and an opportunity to celebrate our accomplishments during the past year, which have been numerous. And I want to thank everybody, you know, that for what the work they've done and what they're continuing to do. You know, how we're supporting the food banks right now, and how we're making blood donations, and the things that we always do as Knights, but especially now reaching out and helping, you know, and what Knights of Columbus do. We always step up, you know, during a time of crisis. You know, and Knights are not afraid to walk into the breach. The Knights in Pennsylvania have been doing a super job of that, and I'm so very proud to represent all of you.
Yeah, right now, I know we're running way over time, so Father, if you don't mind, if you could give us all your blessing, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Sure, and I want to thank everybody, all the Knights, for their support to Mark and I. I think we accomplished a lot over the last couple of years, and I hope it continues as we go forward. And now, as we close, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
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 All right, we're going to say with that, along with our state deputy and state chaplain and Mike Jakubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.